You gonna send one to Matt?
I'll send one to Matt.
Matt, you better get that.
Matt, I'll send one to you, Dre.
Thank you. Don't call me Matt.
I know. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 221.
This is a podcast where two drunken tum-tums play retro games for your amusement. I am tum-tum number one. My name is Jared.
And I am tum-tum number two. My name is Earl. And this week we're going to be a couple of ninjas, maybe not three ninjas.
Not quite three,
tum-tum. But
okay, I'm glad you knew what that
was. Oh, yeah, I got your reference, Brad. We're going to be playing some Shadow of the Ninja on the NES. Should be pretty cool. I've not really played much of this game at all.
No.
So we'll see how it goes. But before we get to Shadow of the Ninja, how's it going this week, Drake?
First of all, I mean, how good is Three Ninjas?
Three Ninjas is fucking great. I gotta. That's
the first one.
Can I tell a little anecdote about Three Ninjas when I was
Absolutely. When
I was a young kid? Like when Three Ninjas came out, I don't know how old we were, but we were little. You know, I was like in second or third grade, I want to say, and my mom. She took me out of school. The Mall of America had also just opened. And she took me out of school to go to the Mall of America. And we saw a movie there. And we saw Three Ninjas. And being the young kid that I was after the movie, I was psyched as hell because I just watched this sweet ninja movie. And I was doing I was doing ninja moves in the hallway at the Mall of America, and we were just kind of walking along, and I did this karate chop, this like sideways karate chop, and I nailed this woman right in her stomach, and this like some random woman, and she like went and like keeled over, and I've never seen my mom that more embarrassed in her entire life. She was like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry." I continued doing my ninja moves. Like I didn't even realize I did something bad, but. But yeah, I definitely. And
you would have been nine.
Nine. Yep, that sounds right.
Came out.
Yep. Yep.
92.
Yep. And so I karate chopped a woman in the Mall of America after seeing Three Ninjas.
I don't think I've ever seen the fourth one.
I can't say I have either.
Three Ninjas High Noon came out in 1998.
Is that the one with Hulk Hogan?
Oh, I have no idea.
There's one with Hulk.
I know Hogan. I've seen Three Ninjas. Three Ninjas Kick Back and Three Ninjas Knuckle Up.
Knuckle Up, yeah. I think High Noon is the one with Hulk Hogan, but I'm not positive. I don't know. But we're going to be playing Shadow of the Ninja this week. But before we get there, how's it going this week, Drake?
It's going good, you know, just doing the thing.
Doing the thing. Just...
all the other things.
Cool.
I don't know. Yeah, doing, you know, school every week.
Excellent.
Yeah, clinicaling it up.
Great.
Taking x-rays of people.
Just seeing their insides.
I am seeing their insides. Like, I'm using science to see the insides of people.
You're basically Superman now because you have x-ray vision. So.
I do have x-ray vision. I can just, like, put people in front of this weird little thing and press a button and boom, I see your bones.
Oh my god, that's so weird.
It is pretty cool.
I was going to say we live in the future, but we've... had x-ray technology for quite some time.
We've had x-ray for a long time. It was discovered in 1895.
But like when when did it become like...
Yeah, I'm not sure when it became a major thing at, you know, hospitals and everything. But
right.
The idea of x-rays were invented. And I mean, the first x-ray taken was late 1890s. The guy who invented it, he took an x-ray of his wife's hand.
Nice. Have you seen that very first x-ray?
I have.
Nice.
I mean, I've seen pictures of it.
Cool.
Wilhelm Röntgens.
Cool. Look at that. We're learning stuff today, Revelers. Excellent.
Damn right.
Excellent.
I mean, that's something that's been on multiple tests for me is when were x-rays invented?
Right. And who invented them? Yep.
Like November Now I can't. November 8th.
Oh, look at this guy retaining.
I said November 8th, 1895.
Wow! Impressive, Rick. Well, nice.
And now I'm taking him here in the future.
Hell yeah, you are in 2020. Awesome.
But yeah, that's, you know, just living life,
living in the
hospital
life.
And
excellent.
What it is.
Yep.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. Not too much new to report.
Are you taking x-rays of people?
I'm not taking any x-rays. I'm just going to get this off my chest. I've taken zero x-rays this week. So along with zero x-rays my entire life. I've gotten x-rayed, but I've never taken an x-ray. So
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yes, you are correct. Hulk Hogan was in Three Ninjas, High Noon at Mega Mountain.
High Noon at Mega Mountain, yeah. It like takes place in like a amusement park. And Hulk Hogan is like the bad guy.
Ernest? Jim Varney?
Jim Varney. Yeah. Ah, I know what I mean, Vern.
Died in 2000.
Yeah, rest in peace, Jim Varney. That guy was funny.
It was. Those Ernest movies.
They're so good.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
Is great. Terrifying.
Also terrifying.
I remember being so scared in the theater when I saw that.
It is scary.
Like as a young lad. Well, cool. Let's see. Where are we at here? Oh,
how you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, not much new to report. you know, just pretty standard week. Just keeping on, you know.
Yeah. That's all we can do.
You know, I'm pretty thankful I still have a job in the entertainment industry, even though there's no entertainment right now. So
right.
I'm pretty thankful. Oh, also, well, yeah, that's, never mind.
Also what?
I got a bit of a raise this week, which was cool, even in the time of COVID. I didn't really want to put that out there, but
it's the revelers. They're our friends.
They are our friends. So
they deserve to know what's going on in your life.
Yes. So, but yeah, but tell the revelers tonight, Drake, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. I played two more times of Ring Fit Adventure.
Oh, nice. And were you dripping sweat by the end?
I was. The second time, especially. I don't know if that world or something was just much more physical or something, but oof. Man, it is a hell of a workout.
Is it really? So sometimes. Okay, so you're holding the ring.
You're holding the ring
in both hands, right?
Yep.
And are you ever to let go of it with one hand or?
Yeah, I mean, so essentially, you know, each level is just a linear kind of thing or whatever. But to get through it, you're running in place.
Okay, so you run in place
because you have that, and you also have a strap on your leg.
Yeah,
one of the Joy-Cons in it.
Yeah,
so that can detect other things.
Okay,
so you run in place to run your way through, and there's coins to collect and stuff, and you either squeeze the ring to like shoot air out of it.
So
you can shoot. Maybe there's a box over on the side, so you turn a little bit, you know, shoot at that, or you pull it apart, and that vacuums up, like, coins.
Okay.
And then you get into an encounter with an enemy, and then your attacks are essentially, like, workout or moves. Like, maybe to attack this one guy, I'm going to select squats. So you select that, and then you stand there and you do, like, 20 squats in a row.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Over. And I mean, I think that's because I have it on a higher difficulty. I assume on a lower, like if you tell it, you basically don't ever work out or whatever, I assume then you would do maybe like 10 squats.
Okay.
As opposed to a lot of my moves are like, do this, you know, 24 times.
But
are they?
But you're always standing, right? Like they never say like.
No, there's one where you put it down and you get on the ground and you like pull your knees into your chest and then like extend.
Oh,
so you're
kind
of doing like knee like crunches or whatever.
But they're never like do 20 sit-ups or do 10 push-ups.
No.
Okay. No. Okay. Cool. Well,
they're generally like, but you do it for a certain amount of time. Like even if you're. You know, one of the moves, you're holding the ring thing above your head, and then you squeeze it in, and you have to hold it squeezed in until a little, like, meter builds up. and then you release. And that when you release is when the attack happens.
Ah, okay.
And you do it over and over, and you'll attack them 20 times in that move, and it progressively does more and more damage each time, as long as you keep doing great.
Are they attacking you at this point too? So like,
yeah, they get turns too, and then you hold the ring against your abs and squeeze in, and that's your guard.
Oh, okay.
So you take a little bit less damage.
Okay.
From them. But yeah, they attack you, and eventually now I've opened up a thing where there's a bit more strategy to your attacks. In that, the squats, the leg moves or whatever are like blue attacks, and the arm attacks are red attacks. And so if I attack a blue enemy with a blue attack, it does more damage.
Ah, okay.
So you kind of pick and choose which attacks to do based on what color your enemy is.
Right. Stuff. Well, cool.
But, yeah.
Awesome.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then, Mario 64.
Mario 64. So. I, too, have been playing Mario 64.
You're a little further than me.
I've got 95 stars now. Just before we started recording Revelers, I was trying to get the last star I needed in the TikTok clock, and I was getting very frustrated. But I got it. So I now have all six stars. Well, I don't have any of the 100 coin stars, but I have
all the 100 coins as well for the levels that I've played.
Okay. I don't have any of them. But I have all six stars in the first, well, there's only 15 levels, but in the first 14 levels, I haven't even attempted Rainbow Ride yet. That'll be my next, I've been just doing one level at a time. Although I did skip the Hazy Maze Cave until I was done with level 13 or something. Cause I just hate the Hazy Maze Cave. That is my least favorite.
I just wanted to get
level.
It out of the way. I don't really like it either, but I did it and I got all 100 coins in it. I've got everything. I just have Shifting Sand Land or whatever in the basement.
Okay.
And then I'll have all seven stars in the first level and the basement, including also, Boo's Haunt.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I never know. I guess I always include Boo's Haunt on the first level. Or the first, because you can get to it before you get downstairs in the basement,
Oh, that's true.
I don't know. Yeah. Even though it's not in the same room as the other four first level, paintings, but yeah. I'm finding with Mario 64, playing it on the Pro Controller is frustrating. That's a word.
Sometimes.
I think that the control stick moves more, like it has a farther travel distance, which really messes up precision jumping and like landing is what I find. Like,
yeah, when I find myself falling off things more than I feel like I normally did.
Yeah. And muscle memory is a hell of a thing. I will tell you what, I keep accidentally jumping because I press A when I want to press the C button to move the camera, but it's the stick. I have to I don't know. I just keep,
yeah, I still have some trouble with the camera just being on a stick and not being a free moving camera.
Yeah, it is. That is people's number one complaint on the internet. I love reading all these teenagers who are posting on Reddit about Mario 64 and how frustrating and terrible the game is, and it's completely unplayable, and it's hilarious.
I mean, I I love it because I grew up with it and I played it, but while playing it sometimes I am like, God, if you are a 13 year old playing this game for the first time ever, I don't know how you would.
Yeah, I know where they're coming from, but
right, I can see where they're, yeah, definitely see where they're coming from.
Yeah, because it is frustrating,
it's one of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah, it's so fucking good, and it is still just as fun as ever.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I'm really enjoying it. I have not even opened Mario Sunshine or Mario Galaxy.
Me neither.
And I don't think I'm going to get all 120. I'm just going to get all the regular stars in each level. And maybe
I'm going to get all 120.
Are you? I mean, I've done it before.
I've never done it before.
Ah, okay.
So yeah. I probably should do it on the 64 and not on here.
Well, that's okay. I mean,
whatever.
Yeah. This is the way we can
do
play it
once in my life.
Yeah. Then you can go up on the back of the castle and see Yoshi.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good. Cool. Well, yeah, Mario 64. Let's see. Oh, I played a little more Ori this week, but barely. Like, I don't know. I'm having a little trouble getting into it, but I think I would get into it more. Like, I just feel a little inundated with games right now. Right. Like, there's too much to play right now, and Ori has kind of taken a backseat to Mario.
Just stop playing Smash.
No.
Play Ori instead. It's a far better game.
I mean, I like Ori. I really love Smash. I've been playing a lot of Palutena this week.
No one cares.
Well, I don't know. I care. yeah. Palutena is fun, although people get...
And you're missing out. Ori is a fantastic game. Well, I know. I might just buy it again on the Switch and play it on there.
I mean, I will play it and finish it, but...
I probably won't, because I didn't buy it in the first place. It was just on Game Pass.
Oh, right. I it's like $30, which I thought was maybe a little pricey, but I used a bunch of my Switch coins or whatever, and I basically got it for $20. So
yeah.
But yeah, that's what I've been playing. And of course Smash and Animal Crossing, you know, there's not much really to report there, but
yeah. Me and Abby got Blue Roses and
That's super exciting.
To wake up and see the Blue Roses sitting there waiting for us.
That was the greatest day when it happened for me. I was so excited.
It was pretty cool after all that hard work and both reading this with this and this with this and this. I mean, really, it was all Abby's hard work. I just, my job was asking you every night to come
to over come and water. See, you, like, I helped you guys water almost every day. Like, not every day, but like a lot of days. I had you guys water for me like maybe four
pretty
times.
Pretty much just when we came over to sell turnips.
Yeah. Like, and even then I wouldn't have you go around. Only once did I have Abby go around and water every plant I had or every pear, you know, but otherwise I would just have you water a few. I don't know. I mean, I was happy to come over and help you water, you know, like it was good. No big deal.
Sometimes I felt like I was being annoying. Being like, hey, you want to come water flowers tonight?
Oh, no. I mean, I was happy to.
But it made everything go so much faster.
So much faster. Like,
we'd wake up in the morning and everything, so many flowers, new flowers growing. Otherwise, when we water, it's like two things grew out of the 50 pairs of different things we have going.
Yep. You will get a pair if you water them. Like, if it's just you, you'll get a and like if you have one pair of flowers and you watered it every day, theoretically it should grow another flower at least in 4 days. but it can take a long time, so
yeah,
that's why it took me so long, is because I watered everything myself, you know. But but this week, Jurek, we are going to be playing Shadow of the Ninja. Oh, I wish I had a cool sound effect for that, but I don't. How about this one? Ultra Combo! Yes, that's
perfect.
I
hope the revelers weren't wearing headphones for that one, because they just blew out their ears.
So sorry, revelers. but yeah, we're going to be playing Shadow of the Ninja, and... What do you think? Should we move on to our three questions?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he's stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Shadow of the Ninja NES question number one. How does the PAL version of Shadow of the Ninja differ from many other PAL NES games of the time?
Oof. From many other PAL...
Yeah, so... Yeah, you kind of have to know a little thing about the difference between PAL and North American games. But...
And I do not.
I
got nothing, man.
All right. That is incorrect, Trick. So... Okay, because PAL games and North American games, they run at different speeds. The PAL games run at 50 hertz, and North American games run at 60 hertz. And because of this, many PAL games that were like ported to be PAL, they actually run slower than their North American counterparts. Like, they play slower, and this also means that the music is slightly slower. However, the Shadow of the Ninja is one of a few games. We got barks.
Dog barking. don't worry, keep going.
Yeah, but Shadow of the Ninja is one of a few games where they actually reprogrammed it so that the music runs at the correct speed. The rest of the game still plays slightly slower than its North American counterpart, but the music runs at the correct speed. And that is actually really good because the music in this game is fucking sweet.
It is awesome.
Yeah. Okay, 0 for 1 here, Jurek. 0 for 1. Here we go. Question number 2. Oh, this one's kind of weird. These questions I was kind of reaching, and I don't know if I worded these last two correctly, but here we go. Why is dying in two-player mode better than dying in single-player? Why is it worse?
Why is it better than dying in single-player, and why is it worse?
Yep.
I know there was something... I don't know why it's better. There's something about, like, because you get like 5 or 6 or something continues, but in two player you use a continue. I'm assuming it's better in two player because you can just use a continue or whatever and jump right back in and not have to start at the beginning of the level again. But you're also using your continues faster because each time anybody dies, you use a continue.
That is correct, Rick. I didn't think you were going to get that one.
I just had to like talk myself through it.
And here's logic. Here's what I'm confused about, though. I was even confused when I wrote this, and I tried to watch playthroughs to figure it out, but I couldn't because in all the YouTube videos, nobody ever dies.
No, you know, like masters.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you put a video on YouTube of you like
of you dying a million times? Yeah. Yeah, so the thing I read kept saying continues, but I'm not sure if they actually meant lives. Like,
no, I think it is continues.
Okay, it's continues. But yeah, you share continues in two-player mode, which...
I mean, it can be viewed, I think, kind of either way.
Either way, because...
If you're playing single-player, you die, then you start back at the beginning of the level.
But if you die in two-player mode, whoever died will just start right where the other player was.
Yeah.
But I think
burn through your continues, yeah, your lives faster because you share a pool.
Yeah, then. Yeah. So, okay, well, you got her, Drake. You got so you're 1 for 2 here. One for two. Here we go. Question number 3. At first glance, Shadow of the Ninja looks and plays extremely similar to Ninja Gaiden. While Ninja Gaiden was developed by Tecmo and Shadow of the Ninja by Natsume. Just how connected are these two franchises?
How connected are they?
I know that's not.
Well, I mean, I know they're kind of, I guess I don't know exactly what you're looking for. Like they, I don't know if this is the answer you're looking for, but they started making a Game Boy version of Shadow of the Ninja, but then kind of mid-process, Tecmo got publishing rights to this game, and they just turned that game into Ninja Gaiden Shadow.
That is correct, Jurek. Yeah, so...
I feel like this is probably what you're looking for, but...
I mean, the Game Boy port of Shadow of the Ninja, and I don't know if it was a port or a new game. I think it's basically a port of this game, but I'm not positive. It's a sequel to this game or something. They were working on it.
Wikipedia said a Game Boy version of it.
Yeah, and they were...
And developments.
I'm just going to read what I wrote down here. So, the Game Boy port of Shadow of the Ninja actually became the game Ninja Gaiden Shadow, and the two ninjas from Shadow of the Ninja were replaced by Ryu Hayabusa from Ninja Gaiden, and one sentence was added to the intro story of the Shadow of the Ninja sequel. One sentence was added to the story to make it set in the Ninja Gaiden universe. And I forgot to write down what that sentence was, but it's basically like, the events of Ninja Gaiden haven't happened yet. Cause Shadow Ninja Gaiden Shadow is a prequel to the other Ninja Gaiden games. But other than that, it's just Shadow of the Ninja with Ninja Gaiden characters. And it should be noted that the Game Boy port of Shadow of the Ninja was never released, and it just became Ninja Gaiden Shadow. But
yeah.
Because apparently the same team who was working on both games were a division of Natsume, actually, and not Tecmo, even though Tecmo released it. So I don't quite know how that works.
Just
but.
Tech. I mean, it's just like anything. Like Tecmo was the publisher then, but Natsume was the developer.
Okay, that makes sense, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, so Shadow of the Ninja, the Game Boy port, became Ninja Gaiden Shadow. And they are super similar. I mean, they have different mechanics, but, you know, some different mechanics. Also, I'm fairly positive Ninja Gaiden is a better game, but I guess we'll see. You know, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, it's probably a better game. This one after, well, we'll get there in a second. But
yeah, but...
anyways.
Oh, well, you were 2 for 3 this week, Drake. Not too bad.
I'll take that.
I didn't think you were going to get those last two, and you didn't get the first one.
one of them I just kind of talked myself through, and then the second one, I had that written down.
Nice.
That was one of my things that I found.
Excellent. Well, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Shadow of the Ninja on the NES?
Indeed. Shadow of the Ninja was released in 1990. Developed and published by Natsume. The lead artist on the game is Shunichi Taniguchi.
Okay, do we...
I don't... Nope.
Nope, okay. The lead artist.
Yeah, that was... There was like, lead artist... Or, like, artist and programmer, I think, were the only two things listed. Like, not a director, producer, designer, or anything.
Okay.
Just artist and programmer. So, yeah, the programmer was Katsuhiko Ishihara.
Katsuhiko Ishihara, okay.
Don't know what else they've worked on either.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Yeah. But the composers, there are two of them, and it's Iku Mitsutani and Koichi Yamanishi.
Okay, and do we know what they've done?
No.
No. All right, well...
But we know that they made some kick-ass music for this game.
They really did.
What I was going to say a second ago was this: the Ninja Gaiden is probably a better game, but based on the little bit that we listened to music, this might have better music.
Yeah, I think it actually does.
I mean, I love the music in Ninja Gaiden as well. It's iconic, and it's, you know, playing in my head right now as I talk
about it.
But this music is just...
It's super good. It's
really phenomenal.
Should we... let's let the Revelers listen to some right now.
We should do that.
And we're back. Yeah, holy shit, is it good.
Like, it's so good.
It's way better than it has any right to be. I don't know. Like, Shadow of the Ninja, like, I don't know, top 5 music on the NES, maybe?
When we were listening to it, I was just, like, blown away by how good this music is.
And, like, I only played 3 songs for you, Revelers, but when we listened to it, we listened to 3, and then we listened to a bunch more because it was so good. Like, we normally don't do that, you know? Like, we normally just listen to, like, 3 songs, and then...
Like, fuck, I'm going to look at this soundtrack is on Spotify, man.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hold up.
Probably not.
Hold up. Are there video game soundtracks on Spotify?
Some of them. I mean, probably bigger, maybe
more modern.
I don't know
games.
If there are from like from this NES era. Or yeah, anything, yeah. But you know, like Final Fantasies and stuff.
Oh,
I think
holy shit! I've been doing Spotify wrong. I just listen to rap songs.
I think one day I was listening to Chrono Trigger music while I was working out.
Nice, nice. Well, cool. Yeah, the music is just so fucking good. Like it almost sounds like Capcom music, like Mega Man or something like that. You know, like that's what it reminds me of. And you know, Capcom was never a slouch in the music department, and apparently Natsume was not either. I don't know, until Natsume just only wanted to make Harvest Moon games. But
which, I mean, well, Harvest Moon games are awesome.
Yeah, until they ruined them, and now there's something else in garbage. But
are they?
Yeah, I don't know. There's like a whole weird thing. Like, there's still Harvest Moon games, but Harvest Moon sucks now, apparently. And the original creators of Harvest Moon have now made new games called Story of Seasons or something like that. And the Story of Season games are actually the Harvest Moon games that you want to be playing, if that makes sense.
And they're okay.
They're not Harvest Moon, but
whatever. Yeah. At least we've got Stardew Valley.
We've got Stardew. Fuck yeah, Stardew.
The best Harvest Moon game of all time.
It really is. cool. What else?
But otherwise, yeah. Music, phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Fucking phenomenal.
And this is, it's a side-scrolling platformer. It's very Ninja Gaiden-esque.
Yeah.
But you can play two-player
co-op
simultaneously in this game. Co-op. And you play as either Lord Hayate or Lady Kaede.
I kept saying Katie when I Katie? Read it, but I don't know if that's right. I think it's Kaede or Kaede or Kaede. I don't know.
But they're both your ninja masters from the Iga clan, sent to stop the evil Emperor Garuda, who has taken over the United States in the year 2029.
Yeah, in the far future of the year 2029.
I think they misspelled Trump as Garuda.
Yeah, I think they did too. Nice. Well, should we play this fucking game?
Should we see if we can stop Emperor Garuda?
I think we should. But first, I think we better take a shot. And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, so, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh. Okay. Ooh, they are going down easy tonight. That even the first shot at the top of the show, I way overfilled, but didn't matter. It and by overfilled, revelers, just so you know, like that's like a quarter inch of a shot glass. Maybe not even a quarter inch. Well, yeah. Probably a quarter inch, but
just a tiny little bit.
It's just a tiny little bit, but it is so noticeable when I fill it above the line. You know, like holy shit, that was a lot. Anyway, let's play some Shadow of the Ninja. Jurek, your bars are flashing, like your connection's bad or something.
Oh, now it says three.
Oh yeah, there it goes. Okay. Well, should we just let's get? I think we should just play two player.
We might as well.
Do you want to try playing?
Let's try two player, and if we die too fast because we're using all our lives or whatever, well.
Yeah. Do you want to be Hayate or Kaede?
It doesn't matter. I'll be what I'm assigned.
I don't.
Katie or...
I actually don't think. Oh, if you press select, okay. You can switch them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll be Hayate, and you'll.
They
be
are.
Katie.
While they look different, they play exactly the same. Yeah. They have exact. They're the same height and like everything.
Okay.
They're literally the same. All right.
Boom.
Figure out how to play this game. Oh. Okay, hit me a
that
bit.
That guy also hit me. Oh my god, I'm going too fast. Oh, okay. How do you? Oh, you press up. When you can like latch on to these like railings, and if you press up, you swing up them, okay. And then if you press down,
that's
and a
shurikens now.
Oh, sweet! You have ammo for them, FYI. The also a complaint I read about this game is that you can't like once you have the shurikens, there's no switching back to your sword until you're out of shuriken.
Yeah, that seems not.
Oh, I've got the grappling hook or something.
Yeah, you do.
The playthroughs I watched made it seem easier than it is.
Well, they always do. I've done that multiple times on games we're about to play. I'm like, oh, I think I know what to do. We're gonna make it through the first level, no problem.
Okay, and this guy is gonna. Oh my god. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Oh my god! Him, just fucking unload. Is he dead?
Almost.
Almost dead. We got him. Holy shit! We did it. We beat the first level. Actually, no. I think that's only. Oh, I see. We got to move.
1-1.
We beat 1-1. Okay, but 1-1. We're at 1-2. I mean, I'm going to count that as beating a level. I don't.
Yeah, I would.
What are these guys? They're just.
I don't know what's happening to me.
They just keep charging.
I remember these guys. Yeah, because me and Earl did play this briefly one day after we were done recording.
Oh yeah, it must have been. We were... I think it first came out or something.
Yeah, I think something like that. We both just didn't really know what it was. And we were checking out other games, like, what can we play in the future?
Oh, I can shoot this thing diagonally.
Oh, now I have it, too.
Oh, cool. Oh, I'm not orange. You're orange. How do I get up there? Oh, my God.
Fuck these guys.
These missiles are insane. All right. Fuck this.
Okay. Oh, okay. We can just go past these.
Yeah, but there's like 1,000 missiles up here.
I know.
Okay. I just used one of our continues, apparently, because I definitely just died. What is this? This is garbage. Get down from there.
We're past them at least. Oh, I'm back to a sword.
Yeah, because you got the sword thing down there.
Yeah.
But I think your sword is more.
I think it's stronger, maybe.
What?
Oh my god.
Okay.
God, there's serious lag going on.
There is serious lag. I can't hit this guy from up close. My grappling hook does not. There we go.
Okay, we got him.
Jesus.
Yeah, these guys that just like shoulder charge you.
They're like football players. They almost look like they're in football gear.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like the Super Mario World?
Yeah, the charging chucks.
Yeah.
Oh my god. These guys are nuts. And they're going to push me off the fucking cliff?
Yeah, I don't know that they do damage, it seems.
Oh my god. You should not have gone back there.
They push you. Yeah.
Oh, they just push you.
Yeah, it seems like they're not. I've been at 2 like flashing health.
All right, we need to stop going backwards.
We can't move on because he keeps pushing me backwards.
Oh my god!
Now he just pushes both off a fucking cliff.
There. God damn it. Now we're on a spinning wheel.
Where are we? What are we on or in or?
Did you get it or did I get it? You got it.
I think I got it. I think I have.
Oh shit.
That was stupid. That was, oh god.
Oh.
I don't know what, oh god.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Oh shit. It's okay. No, I think we can, okay, ready? Go. We both have to jump on the same platform.
Go.
Oh my god, duck.
Okay, my sword is weakened.
Oh, I can't get over to him. Yeah, fuck you. Like, the videos I watched made these guys seem so easy.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Here, I can get this guy from down here. Don't even jump.
Oh,
there
can.
We go. Yeah.
Good job. Yeah, these dudes with shields.
What are these monkeys?
What is this?
Okay, ready?
Right, ready? Jump on this next one.
Okay.
Ah! Oh, damn it. I overcompensated.
That's okay.
Okay, hang on. I think we can make it. We can do this one without being at the same time. All right.
Okay.
And this one probably going to need to go.
Oh my god, we did it at the same time. Ready?
Oh god, we're going to need to. There's nothing to jump on.
I assumed there was something to jump on there. Oh, we're up
here.
Dude,
because it didn't seem like we could make that jump.
What'd you get? There.
Oh, I don't know. Sorry, I collected what you hit.
That's okay.
It seemed like a money bag or something. I don't. What are we fighting? Like
football players. Football players.
Football player. Oh, one.
Oh,
1.4.
We're at the boss. This is the boss.
Okay, we got this, man. We got this.
We go over here and then
we
go back.
Need a real level.
And he's right here. Just fucking nail him.
Okay, now just dodge whatever he does. I assume. Oh, I don't think I can hit. Okay, no, I got him.
We boom. Got him! Holy
we
shit!
Got him. Stand next to him when he explodes.
Why?
I think it heals you based on, I read something that
holy shit.
The closer you stand as he explodes, it like gives you more health.
Oh my god.
Because you carry your health over from level to level.
Oh. We just made it to level 2-1. We are fucking
right.
rocking
on
this
our
game.
First try.
On our first try. We're pretty much the best Shadow of the Ninja players of all time.
Yeah,
so
pretty sure.
I kind of want... Here, can I get this? Oh, no. Yeah. Okay, you got it.
Did I get it? Oh, damn it. I didn't want it. I got hit by, like, an enemy or something.
I know, it knocked you into it. Down there. What is this?
These guys.
There are 100 ninjas. There's 100 ninjas.
And why are there so many ninjas in the future?
Well, that's...
the future always filled with ninjas?
I mean... I don't want to live in a world where the future's not filled with ninjas.
What the fuck is this thing?
This is an eyeball thing. I don't know what it is. We can't get it. There's no way to attack it. You got it. Oh my god. I cannot get this guy.
I got him. Oh, you got him that time.
Okay, I guess I can. I can't get him without also fucking getting nailed by the god damn
okay,
it.
Okay, he's dead.
All right. See, are there lives, or we just get five?
I don't know. There's no...
Together we can die 5 times, or...
I think so.
Okay.
But I don't know. There seems to be no on-screen indication of how many times we have died, or how many times we can still die, or...
Okay, can I get this one?
Yeah, get that. See what it does.
It's the fucking grappling hook. It doesn't.
It is.
Unless you want it.
Oh, I died.
Oh. Oh, no. You died and didn't come back.
We might be really dead this time. Oh, shit. It's all you now. All
right, here we go. Here we go. I got this. I got this. This fucking boomerang guy thinks he can fucking kill me. Not today. All right, here we go.
Are there any cheats for this game?
Yeah, look up cheats. Look up, like... especially stage select.
Right.
Because I would love to start on level 2.
That would be nice.
Although I'm fucking demolishing these motherfuckers. I have stars now. I don't know how to use the stars. I've never used stars in my life. Oh my god. What is this? How is that life? Yes! Oh my god, run. I'm just going to run. What is that? A sword. Oh shit. Oh my god. Oh my god. Why is there so many fucking guys? Oh my god.
Go. Jesus, what is happening?
I don't know, but I made it to stage 2.
You just ignore them and just ran right
there.
Just
keep running. Oh my god.
Apparently that's...
The sword is the worst.
It is. It's so puny. It's got such short range.
Look at these little legs.
Okay. There is a stage select, it looks like.
There is. Oh my god, yes.
Hopefully we can
use it.
What the fuck? Okay. Suck the number of flare. Oof. Okay.
These guys... So I'm killing these robot guys. Oh my god. What is happening here? Oh my god. I'm on an elevator. This is never good. I can't move, though. So it's just taking me up. Okay. Oh, what? This guy... I'm dead. We died. We made it to 2-2, though. Not too shabby. Okay. Not too shabby.
Yeah, I think maybe we can start back on...
2-2. How do we do it? Is there like a continue?
Now hold down the following buttons on each controller.
Now we're back at the demo screen. Okay. So okay, what do you do? What do you do? Or do I need to do it because I'm player one? Should I?
Yes, I will read off. It's all A and B,
and it's on the title screen.
So select, go down to 2 players.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
You ready?
Ready.
I'm going to tell you exactly what to do.
Okay, I'm ready.
Hit A, 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 B, 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 A,
I fucked it up.
Oh.
Hang on.
Okay.
Okay.
So it seems like basically hit A 4 times, B 4 times, and then go A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. A, B, A, B, A, B. Start.
I don't know.
Well,
we should. It says if you entered the code correctly, we should have heard a tone.
Oh, we did not hear a tone.
And then before, yeah. Oh, okay. And then just before entering, before hitting start, we should have. So that just like opens up the ability to do something, and then we have to do a certain thing together, kind of, to continue on to a. Stage select.
I hang on. I gotta see what
maybe
you're
saying. Because you screwed. Yeah. So like I said, A 4 times, B 4 times, A B A B A B A B
A B. Okay, but hang on. I didn't hear a tone last time.
Me neither. But maybe it's because you screwed it up the first time.
Oh, that could be. Okay. Hang on. I have to look at this myself, otherwise I'm never gonna.
Okay. Yeah. And then after we hear
number of players, then press A A A B B B A B A B A B A B. Now hold down the following buttons on each controller and press Start on controller one to start on that stage or enter the sound test. Oh my God, this is the most convoluted thing I've ever seen. Okay, here we go. Okay, two players. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yep, tone. I heard a tone. Okay.
So now to start on, hang on, I'm also.
I have to hold B, and you have to hold B. I have to
hold B.
Are you holding it?
Yeah, you press start, yeah.
Okay. 2-2.
I may have also been able to give us invincibility.
Oh, sweet. I can't move until you move. That's weird.
So we'll find out what happens here.
Oh, we are definitely invincible.
Because I had to hold B down and then also hold down. And that gave us invincibility, apparently.
Oh, really? Wait, yep. So you can do multiple codes at one time?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. There's a thing up there if you want it.
And invincibility.
Now we don't have to worry. Oh, yeah. Play the game. We're going to fucking cheat. But then we can get a good idea, a better idea. Maybe we should just start playing with a game genie. So we can.
Well, we can't like this.
Well, I know, not like this, but I don't know how to get that. I think we have to go back.
Yeah, I don't think we can.
All right. Oh, shit.
Let's just move on forward. What the fuck is this guy?
I re-registered him. He respawned because I went back too far. My bad, Drake. My bad. Oh, sweet. This thing. Oh, my God. Shit. See, that guy comes out of nowhere. I can't. He
does come out of nowhere.
I have the grappling hook, and it does not work at close range. It only works at range. So, like, getting guys at close range. Although, yeah,
we gotta both get this sword upgrade.
Yeah, that one's sweet. It's, like, super fast. It
actually gives you some fucking range.
Oh, my God. This is, like, a tank. Oh, shit. Get him.
Fuck him up.
This is the boss. Or this is the mini boss, because this is 2-2 or something?
Yeah, I don't think we're on.
Well,
the final set. Oh, we almost got him.
No. We can get him. Here we go. There we go. One more hit. Boom. We did it.
We had just one more hit on that first little stage.
You know, the game's not too difficult with invincibility on.
Weird how that works.
I know. Oh, stage two clear. That was the boss.
Oh, cool.
So stage two only has two? Is that?
Each one is supposed to have four.
Oh, that must have been stage.
Or three.
That must have been 2-3 we were at.
That must have been 2-3.
Yeah. Because there's 1-2, 1-3, 1-4, 2-1, 2-2, 2-3.
Yeah.
Oh, I think World 1 is the only one with 4, and 5 only has 2.
Yeah. Okay.
See, these robots break apart when you hit them, and their legs start running around. What is this? Can I get it?
Yeah.
Oh, but that's just, it's a weak mini sword, but. Because you have the ultimate sword. I have the
next level, yeah, like powered up sword.
Ultimate sword.
Ultimate! No, ultra.
Oh, I'm in the.
Ultra! There
it is. Sorry, revelers. I'm just going to keep bursting out your ears with ultra combos.
Yeah, you can try to get that.
Yeah, but I like the grappling hook. I'm used to the grappling hook. You have the mega sword, and I'll be the grappling hook guy.
All right. Teamwork.
That's how the dream works, Drick. Oh, God. Don't go too far. Otherwise, I will die.
I don't think I can. Oh, maybe I can scrolling up.
Maybe. What is this? Oh, it's money. Got it.
Like, yeah, what does that do?
It gives you life. I don't think it's actually. It looks like a money bag, but
does look like a money bag.
I think it's life.
There's not like points or anything.
No.
So I didn't really know what that's trying to accomplish.
With invincibility on, this game is actually fun. I mean, not that it wasn't fun.
I still managed to lose some health because I fell off the edge. So we can still die.
And we can lose health, apparently?
Oh, I lost my ultimate
sword. Do you want stars? Too. Oh, yes. No.
I lost my powered up sword.
The ultimate sword.
I'll get it back.
Boom. We're fucking rocking World 2 here.
All right, I'm out of shurikens.
These boomerang guys, you can hit their boomerangs and the boomerang will stop and then they can't do anything. which is kind of a fun mechanic. I don't know. This game seems to have... Oh, you fell in the hole. Oh, I got this. Sure I got... Did. Not the sword upgrade, but...
You got a sword.
I've got a sword.
God damn it.
Jurek, you keep falling down the hole.
I know. Because I jumped and that guy shot me mid-jump.
These fucking gun guys are nuts. I actually could not imagine doing this on... Without
just straight up cheating.
Yeah, straight up cheating. That's.
I mean, there are people that can. You want to know how fast somebody can beat this game?
Yeah, let me guess. Okay, Shadow of the Ninja, 5 levels. Sorry, I got that. I'll let you get this one.
Leaving it for you.
Oh. Here, what am I doing standing? Oh. Do you want that ultimate sword?
Shurikens. Yeah, man.
Ultimate sword. Boom.
But I have shurikens.
Oh, I have shurikens too.
Oh, we both do. Bounce off his shield.
Yeah, we just wasted them all on
whatever.
Robot guy's shield. Suck. I feel like I was about to say something, but I do not remember what it is. Okay, now
how fast can somebody speed run this game?
Oh yeah. If I were to make a guess, I would say 5 levels of this game can be done in 17 minutes and 31 seconds.
You actually overshot it.
I overshot it.
Yeah, somehow.
We are not taking any life from this guy.
I know. I'm not. I don't really understand how to beat this guy.
You got to hit his head.
Oh, it took a little bit.
I know, because you got to hit his head.
Oh.
You yep, don't right. just stand there and hit his body. Yeah, when you hit his head, it takes away a shitload. Yeah, when you hit his body, he disappears.
Yeah, there's this, like, samurai dude popping up, but he's apparently just made of armor.
So I overshot it with 17 minutes?
You did.
How about 14 minutes and 3 seconds?
Still overshot it.
Oh, man. Okay. Right? 11 minutes and 21 seconds.
Very close. 10 minutes and 37 seconds.
Whoa, apparently. Holy shit. To speed run this game?
Apparently. I'm not sure.
I guess you would how just...
How is possible?
We're at 4-1. This is the farthest we've ever gotten on a game in the podcast.
Well, it's because we're...
Cheating.
Super cheating.
That's fine. I'm comfortable with it.
Me too. Otherwise, we're just going to be playing the first level over and over.
I know. And this is actually, I don't know, more interesting.
Yeah.
Then just playing so one level.
Abby
over.
Also texted me some discussion questions.
Oh, she did. Nice.
Oh, look at this super sword. Look how far that
oh,
goes.
Oh man, you got the super mega
I have, like,
sword.
The ultimate super
ultimate
mega sword.
Ultimate combo. That is my favorite sound clip of all time.
Okay, so she's got one that I think it won't really be much of a discussion because I assume. Okay, we're gonna.
I pause it.
Okay, the basis of this question is, though, I'm going to put a stipulation that you know nothing of the movies or books or anything.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, I know nothing. Okay.
If Jurassic Park was real, would you visit?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Just assuming you there's never been a movie.
Oh,
made
I see.
Dinosaurs
I
break
see.
Free, and you know that. Obviously, shit goes down if you visit this park.
Yes, if let's say Jurassic Park didn't exist, the book or the movie,
right?
And all of
a
sudden, a
real park existed with dinosaurs.
Like tomorrow, I went on Reddit, and on all the number one top post was, "People have cloned dinosaurs, and you can go see them at this park." I would be there in 1 second. Like, I would spend every single dollar that I have. Which is, you know, admittedly is not that many dollars. But I would find a way to make it happen. Like,
because
fucking
life,
dinosaur life
finds a way.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, we can only hope that when you go on the actual Jurassic Park tour, Ian Malcolm is there giving you fucking advice on the tour. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I would. Would you like?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, like
I would have to leave Abby at home because she's terrified of dinosaurs and would not want to see them.
I mean,
she doesn't even like TV dinosaurs. She won't even watch Jurassic Park.
Oh man,
dinosaurs!
Jurassic Park is so good. I got Netflix duped me.
It is so good.
Netflix duped me, Jurassic.
What do you mean?
So like on the PS4, when you that's what I use to stream all my streaming stuff. And like when you click on the TV and video app, you know, there's all the apps at the top, but then it, then there's the list of like Netflix has this and we think you'd like this and Amazon has this and blah, blah, blah. The other day I clicked on it and on the, under the Netflix one, it said TV show Jurassic World Cretaceous Camp. And I was like, oh my, or Camp Cretaceous. And I was like, oh my God, this looks amazing. It's a fucking cartoon. I thought it was a live action Jurassic World show. And I couldn't believe I hadn't heard of it before, but yeah, it's a cartoon. So
are they making a live action Mighty Ducks TV show?
Oh my God, I do not
think
know.
So, because earlier me and Abby, for some reason, I don't remember how it came up, but we were talking about Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez and how they're, you know, brothers.
They're brothers.
Different last names and everything.
Yeah, but they actually have the same last name. Their last name is actually Estevez.
Is Estevez.
Yeah.
I found that out. I found out that Martin Sheen's real name is Ramon Estevez.
Ramon Estevez. Yeah, that is correct.
And Charlie Sheen's real name is Carlos Estevez.
Carlos Estevez. That is correct. But and Emilio Estevez's real name is Emilio Estevez.
Yes. Yeah. But I was like, what has Emilio Estevez done lately? And it turns out he's playing the next thing coming up is he plays Gordon Bombay in 10 episodes of the Mighty Ducks.
Holy fucking shit.
TV series.
I always wondered, like, because we're Minnesotans, do we love the Mighty Ducks more than, say, the rest of the country? The answer there is no. Everybody loves the Mighty fucking Ducks, you know?
Because like, they're awesome.
Because they're
we
awesome.
Maybe have a different appreciation for them because it's our city, and we can understand and watch Mighty Ducks 2 and be like, there's no way they rollerbladed that far.
Yeah, no way. No,
it just doesn't
way.
Work.
You would never be able to do that, and or at least that fast. And
no, they make it seem like it took them 2 or 3 hours. Like that's at least a weekend.
Yeah, like my cousins are in the Mighty Ducks. Like one of them even has speaking lines. You know, like. Yeah,
like almost everybody in Minnesota knows somebody that was in the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah,
in
but
some capacity.
In some capacity, most people know someone that is that
it
was
just like an extra,
and is an extra in the crowd or something. My cousin is the goalie in the original Mighty Ducks. The first time Fulton takes his crazy shot, my cousin is the goalie that says, "Oh no!" Shout out to John. That's my cousin John Oliver. Hell yeah, brah. But I'm pretty sure John does not listen to this podcast, but
probably not,
but you never know. But yeah, the Mighty Ducks. Fuck yeah, dude.
It's
fuck
great.
Yeah. And I will watch any Mighty Ducks show 100 times.
And I will also go to Jurassic Park.
Yes. As would I. Should we continue this game?
Well, I mean, we're at like 57 minutes.
Oh my God. I haven't even been paying attention.
Yeah, I know. We got lost in the game because finally we were able to
get somewhere.
Play a game. Turns out we should have just turned on invincibility from the beginning. We could have beaten this game.
We could have beaten this game. Holy shit. I mean, I guess you're right. We probably do need to be done, but yeah. Well, I mean,
it's a sweet game.
It is a fucking sweet game. I was actually having a blast. Like
yeah,
invincibility.
It's fun when you
was
can't
on,
die.
It is fun when you can't die, and that's actually a flaw of NES games. Like you know, like it should still be fun when you can die. You know,
and I'm sure it would be if we got you. I mean, if I were to, you know. If I had never played Ninja Gaiden and turned it on today for the first time ever, I don't think I would also struggle probably to beat the first level.
That is actually correct.
But the fact that I've played it so many times, I have the first, you know, 5 or 6 stages of the game memorized.
I mean,
because I've played them so many times.
Yeah, I can get to 5-4 or 5-3 in Ninja Gaiden. Or no, 6-1 is what I can get to. I can beat World 5. Which there's 6 stages in the game, and and like that's and but also I've been practicing recently, and you know that's as far as I can get to, but or maybe 6-1 is wrong. I actually don't know how far I can get, but
I don't remember how far I've made it in the past.
Yeah, but you're right. It is fucking hard, and even getting past World 1 in Ninja Gaiden, even as a new player, might be doable. World probably, 2...
But probably not on your first life.
Almost assuredly not on your first life. The dogs alone... I call them dogs. I don't know what...
I've always called them.
Dogs or panthers or something. I don't know what they're supposed to be, but...
They always look like weird turtle dogs.
Yeah, they're like purple, though.
It seems like they have like a shell or something.
I don't know. But the dogs... are tricky, and
if you don't know when they're coming and when to turn to like attack them, and they're coming from behind, they're just going to get you over and over again.
Also, the birds in the later levels, the birds are the fucking worst.
You can get stuck in a loop with the boxers. If you don't hit them, they'll just keep punching you.
Yep. You can get stuck in a loop. See,
and there's a boxer in the first level.
Yeah,
that'll fuck you up.
He will. Yeah. I don't know. Ninja Gaiden.
I mean, he doesn't fuck me up anymore because I know where he is. I know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
But if I had never played the game and I didn't know the way the mechanics of the game worked, I could see that guy
giving you some trouble.
And I'm pretty sure when I was a kid, he did kill me multiple times.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, Shadow of the Ninja. I think we better do final shots for final thoughts. So,
yes, ma'am.
Did you call me ma'am?
I did. I said, yes, ma'am.
That's fair. You know what? That's fair. I can be called ma'am. And I don't know. I have nothing to follow that up with.
Yeah. Nope.
Because it's totally fine. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Woo. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Time for final shots. Well, we just did final shots, but time for final thoughts.
For our final thoughts.
Okay, Drake. Let's see. How many
Ultra Combo
swords out of 10 do you give? like the Ultra Combo sword, the Mega Ultra sword that you can get in this game?
God, yeah. Once I got that, man, I could have fucking.
Yeah.
Smoke this game.
How many Ultra Combo Swords out of 10 do you give Shadow of the Ninja for the NES?
God, I mean, music alone is going to kick it up a notch.
Music kicks it up to like a 9.5 immediately. I don't think that's good, but
gameplay is good.
It is good. And honestly, even without invincibility, it was still
everything works the way you expect.
It works fluid. Like I feel like with a little more memorization of where the guys are and stuff, this game did not feel undoable to me. You know, like I think with enough practice you could probably beat this game without the invincibility, you know?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe not.
It would still I think be difficult. I mean, if you can know which upgrades are which, and if you can get that like ultimate sword upgrade, you could
Ultra Combo
sword.
Yes, that.
Yes.
But I think I'm gonna give it. I think I'm gonna give it a 7.5.
7.5. That seems
still it's high.
That is high, but
it's not bad.
It's not bad.
Super high.
I think I will also give it a 7.5. That feels right. I don't know.
It just feels right to me because it is good. The music is fucking
The phenomenal. Music is super good. Like
gameplay is good. It's not. I mean, because it's so easy to compare it to Ninja Gaiden, which is maybe a little more fluid and better control.
It is a little more fluid.
I feel like your sword is more effective.
Yeah. Yeah, the basic sword in this game is weak as fuck, and it has like no range. You have to be touching a bad guy in order to kill him. Like
it has the range of basically, a person has to be directly almost touching.
Yeah, and like in Ninja Gaiden, your basic sword will like you can do the entire game with your basic sword if you so choose. You know, like. And it would be hard as shit, but you can do
it. No doubt.
Like, because, the range is different. Like, I don't know. But 7.5 feels right for this game.
Yeah, I think that's right to me.
The music is phenomenal.
It's so good.
It is. I don't know. Revelers, go out and listen to the music of Shadow of the Ninja, because it's way better than it has any right to be. But I mean, I know we played a few snippets earlier, but like, I don't know. I would, if I were you, I would really get into it.
Yeah.
You
know, there were times where listening to it's all, like I think I said while we were listening to, I think the composers of The Messenger might have listened to this music.
Right, The Messenger is like the modern equivalent of Ninja Gaiden, right? Like, I have not played it,
and the music, you should play it. It's one of those rare games where for me, when I finished it, it was just like, ugh, I don't know what I want to do now, because I'm sad that I beat this game.
Like, and nothing else will compare to it? Really? The Messenger is that good?
I thought it was. I thought it was fantastic, and the music fucking phenomenal.
Wow, I guess I'll have to play it.
I think you would really like
me. I sometimes struggle with modern platformers. I know it's a 2D.
Yeah, it's a modern retro platformer.
I know, but I don't know.
No, I think you would appreciate it.
Okay.
You should check it out. I mean, I know you've got a lot on your plate.
I've got a lot on my plate right now. I've got too many Mario games.
Beat Mario. Beat Ori, and then maybe look into The Messenger.
I know, but there's, like, beat Mario is a loaded statement.
Well, you don't have to beat all of them.
I want to beat all of them. I mean, I just bought the game. I actually bought the game twice. So I bought a physical copy, and I bought a digital copy of Mario 3D All-Stars. Because I'm a fucking nerd, and it's a limited run, and I wanted to have a physical copy of it, you know. I don't know, but I also this is what a nerd I am, Revelers. I bought two copies of Super Mario 3D All-Stars, really, only because I wanted to start playing it at 11 p.m. the night before it was released. You know,
Can't you just waited?
No, instead I spent $60 to get like an extra 4 hours with the game. Yeah. Oh God, I'm a fucking...
Did your physical copy show up like the day that it was really the next day or whatever?
It showed up the next day. However, normally I get packages delivered to work, because if I get them delivered to my apartment, apparently I never get them because somebody steals them. But I also can't get packages delivered to work right now because mail at work is impossible. So we have to go pick it up from the post office.
God.
And I don't do that every day. And so I had it delivered to my parents' house. It didn't, like, my thing said, Amazon said it would be delivered by 8 p.m. And then UPS, which apparently was delivering the Amazon package, said it would be delivered by 9 p.m. And it was delivered to my parents' house at 8:15 p.m. So, and I, you know, by that time, we actually had to record our show. So, I told my mom, if it shows up in the morning, let me know and I'll come get it. But if it shows up pretty much afternoon or later, I'm not going to take the time to drive way out to my parents and get a video game. So anyway, it's good. It's a good thing. I bought it twice, you know, so.
Right.
I also just, you know what? I'm a Nintendo fanboy and I love giving Nintendo my money. I don't give a fuck. This Mario 3D collection is awesome to me. I love it. And I know there's a bunch of people complaining about it, but fuck those people. Nintendo,
I don't see anything to complain about.
Nintendo never once fucking promised that there would be a remaster or be anything different about the games, ever. They never said that.
It just has to do with the leaks for so long that people had built up in their minds. Just because the original Mario All-Stars, I guess, was...
It was remastered, but I guess
I never expected them to be.
The only thing
I ever thought was maybe there would be. I think I said last week that the camera maybe would be, but that would require so much more work to make the camera be a complete loose camera.
In fact, they could in Mario 64 at least they. In order to make the camera work any differently, they would have had to remake the entire game. Yeah. Like it just it just doesn't, that is not, see what people, the young kids, what they don't understand is like that this is how the game was, you know, yeah, like
this is the game I played back in, you know, 1996.
Yeah. And that is how the camera worked. And yes, it doesn't work like a modern game, but the camera in a modern game would not work like it does if it wasn't for Mario 64, who originally had a camera that you could fucking move. That was the first time you could move the fucking camera, mm-hmm. you know, like, I don't know. And they, the camera, like Lakitu is the cameraman, and he even is, he's a character in the game, you know, like, I don't know. Like, anyway, we got out of Mario 64.
Shadow of the Ninja.
Fucking good. I actually, yeah, this game is good. I think 7.5 is right. I think maybe I might even go up to a 7.75. Okay. You know, like 7 3/4. I don't think it's quite an 8, but it's up there, you know? This is fun. I actually had way more fun with it than I expected to. Also, we did
share. The aspect is cool.
The two-player aspect is cool. I could see the one-player being fairly frustrating. Unless you have the codes on. Although, you can't do the codes, apparently, without...
Yeah, I guess you can't.
Well, you can if you have both controllers that are pushing all the buttons.
Yeah, theoretically, I guess you can.
Yeah, I guess you could.
I mean, you could at least turn on, to turn on invincibility, all you have to do is be holding down on second controller.
While you also press another button?
Like, yeah, to get us to 2-2... You held B and I held B, but I was also holding down.
What
I saw that at the bottom.
What would have happened if I also held down? We would have been double invincible.
Probably nothing.
That would have been fucking sick. All right. Well, Jurik, wait a minute. What did other people think about fucking Shadow of the Ninja?
So other people, for the most part, I think, like, I found one review on Amazon that I thought was maybe funny, and mostly just because this person has no appreciation for punctuation.
Okay. And I love
it. So I'm going to read it as written, as the longest run-on sentence.
Okay. Ever. Okay, great.
Pauses.
Take a deep breath. Yeah. So inhale. Yep.
If you like playing ninja games, you might want to think about this one carefully. I thought it was okay, but not something to get overly excited for this video game. The levels may prove to be difficult in some areas. You have a limited number of continues to finish the game. It lacks the color and graphics. I felt this game could have been designed better and the boss battles were interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's accurate. It's all accurate.
There's probably supposed to be a few periods in there somewhere. Yeah. I'm not even reading it when I read it before this. I was like, I'm not exactly sure where it breaks and where the period should be. But I know there's definitely supposed to be some.
Oh, yeah. There's supposed to be a few in there. more than a few. You know, there's supposed to be probably 6 to 7 periods in
at
that.
Least 5 or 6.
Yep, yep.
And then, yeah, reviewers, like actual reviewers, not this random guy on Amazon.
On Amazon.
Also seemed to, for the most part, like it. It was well received upon its release. GamePro, the greatest hits special issue GamePro. I don't know what that means.
Greatest hits special issue.
Perfect score of 23 out of 25.
Holy shit.
At that time they were scoring out
GamePro did?
I guess.
Wow. I mean,
they called it an above average ninja fare with top of the line graphics and fast paced gameplay, a top flight, fast paced action cart.
That is actually accurate. you know, like it is, this is a weird entry into the NES games. Like, cause at first glance, if you just read the title and saw the cover, especially now, you'd be like, ah, nah. You know, like, I'm not going to play that. But if you give it a chance, it's super fun. Like, I actually had way more fun than I expected
it's
to.
It's definitely fun.
I also
a lot
think...
of people, gave it high ratings. IGN gave the virtual console release a 7 out of 10 because it was on
Wii and Wii U.
The Wii virtual console.
And Wii U, both of them. I don't know... I always distinguish between the Wii and the Wii U virtual console, but I actually don't know if there was any difference between the two.
I'm not sure.
Although
they said it's not quite as smooth or as memorable as Ninja Gaiden, and it'll frustrate you a few times as only an NES action game could. But its unique qualities, like two-player co-op support, compensate well for any of its shortcomings.
Yeah, two-player co-op, like this, a lot of things I read had mentioned this, and it's totally true. This Shadow of the Ninja is basically Ninja Gaiden and Contra rolled into one.
You know,
like it's basically. Yeah. And which, like, that alone, just saying those words, Ninja Gaiden and Contra in one game, that sounds awesome as fuck.
It does.
And frankly, Shadow of the Ninja is awesome as fuck. I don't know. This game was fun. I really had a good time. Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Shadow of the Ninja, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do, revelers, this is me getting down on my knees and saying, please, for the love of fucking God, send us some discussion questions. Like, just anything you want us to discuss. It doesn't even have to be video game related, you know? We would just love it. We would love some discussion questions.
Come on, some of you guys. I mean, Lamont, where you at?
Lamont, Brandon, hey, Swift Justice,
where you at?
You know, we know you're listening. Brandon, what's up, brah? Yeah. I mean,
and I also, I mean, if Brandon, if you're out there listening, I don't know if you saw this. I saw apparently, what day is it? So a couple days ago on Twitter, he responded to some tweet to enter like a competition. It was like, and tag somebody who you think you can beat, who you can whoop in Mario Kart.
Oh.
And he tagged Retro Game, Retro Revelry.
Oh, shit.
I think that's a fucking challenge right
there. It's on, motherfucker. That is a challenge. So, also, I am Facebook friends with Brandon.
As am I.
And Brandon just got a Nintendo Switch.
He's got a Switch.
Yeah. So,
That sounds like fighting words, Brandon.
That's a challenge if I ever heard one.
Let's play some Mario Kart.
Yes.
Deluxe.
Love it.
See what you got.
Excellent.
And anybody else, you know.
And anybody else. All of you revelers.
I will accept all challengers in Mario Kart.
And I will accept all challengers in Super Smash Brothers. all of them. Shout out to Tony, too. You know, Tony, we haven't played in a while, but Tony's one of our reveler bras, you know. I don't know. I'm just shouting out all the bras who have actually reached out, you know.
Right.
And revelers, if you're out there listening and haven't reached out, we'll shout out you too when you do. You know?
Please do.
Yep. Please do. Like, seriously, revelers, we're just a couple of regular dudes. Like, we're just guys, you know, like
we just want to hear from people.
Yeah. We just want to hear from you.
Respond.
I don't know. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app or Apple Podcasts. We don't know
how this shit works, man.
I love that is still the case. Like, we have no idea. Like, I know you can rate podcasts on Apple Podcasts, but that's it. Like, even after 220 some episodes, like
it's just something we do for fun.
Yeah, it is.
We're not professionals. We don't know what's going on. We're not Joe Rogan or anything.
No, we're not trying to make any money from this podcast. We're just fucking, you know, we just do it.
Just figure we're going to play video games together anyways. Exactly. With microphones in front of our faces.
They
used to be in microphones in front of our faces. Now we wear headsets. And I guess your microphone is kind of in front of your face. Mine's on like the side of my head.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I always say, like, this podcast is just a real good excuse for me and Drake to hang out once a week and play video games together.
Pretty much.
You know, like, that's, And that's all it is. But we love doing it. And we would love to hear from you, revelers. So, but I think that's about it. You want to take us out, Drake?
I do. Until next week, game on, tum-tums.
Game on, tum-tum.
Loves Emily. Rocky loves Emily. Rocky loves Emily.
So fucking good, dude.